Pasuma Wonder, is popularly called. That was Amen by Pasuma featuring Davido, both artists from Nigeria. I hope you did enjoy that one. So I'm just gonna do a recap of my top five song of the week for those who are just joining in or for those who might have missed it. So at number five, I played for your listening pleasure Dangewa by Suze Mikers. At number four, I played you Chinko Ekun featuring Perizzi, and the title of the song was Some Manner. At number three, I played you Biggie Man by Stephanie Gaida. At number two, I played you Juju by Chateau Wale. And at number one, which you just listened to, it was by Pasuma featuring Davido and was titled Amen. So I hope you did enjoy that one. I hope you are jamming, you know, to the songs as much as I was here, you know, in the studio. You know, I was just jamming to it, you know, just having fun just for you guys. Alrighty. So, another gist for you guys. Over the weekend, for sure. So over the weekend, a music artist from Nigeria, a music artist, because he's actually been around for a bit. He's not as popular as he would love, but he's been around. His name is MC Galazi. So it was involved in a kind of a scandal over the weekend. And it was called out by one or two other celebrities for his supposed actions. So over the weekend, MC Galazi, a music artist slash comedian, held a, what's it called? Instagram live, you know, video for his fans. And on there, things actually went wild. A female called into his live video nude. Yep. Exactly. You heard that right. She called in to his Instagram live video nude. Like she was nude. He was asking people to call in and, you know, just perform, do one or two things, and I think he was going to give them a pretty good sum of money, 50,000 naira. I will tell you how much that is in Canadian currency much later. But anyways, back to the gist. He, you know, said he was going to give them a huge sum of money if they would just, you know, do something they're good in. So this lady, apparently what she's good in is, you know, showing herself naked to the world, I guess. And so he came under heavy criticism for even, you know, letting her go on with whatever she was doing, you know, with the live video. First person to criticize him was a Nollywood actress by the name Tony Ayimaku. So Tony Ayimaku was like, no, you shouldn't have encouraged that. It's so wrong of you. She felt like he was belittling the female gender. She felt like he was bringing down the female gender, you know, saying, you know, interpreting it to mean like the female gender is not worth anything more than money, right? So she felt like he was belittling him and told him he shouldn't have done that. Like, there was no need for his actions. So on Sunday, he came out to defend himself. And I'm just going to read what he wrote in defense. He said, on Friday night, I held an IG live session where fans called in to show their talent. Some rapped, some sang, and some danced. We got calls from everywhere, both from guys and ladies called him to showcase their talent because he was being accused that was asking ladies particularly to call in nude and, you know, and showcase your body, which was one of the things that this Hollywood actress, Tony Ayimaku, accused him of. But he said, no, that he just, you know, he told his fans, call in, show your talent, and you might get compensated for doing so. So he said, at some point, a particular lady called in without her clothes on. I actually dropped her off, but the fans from the comment insisted I accept her request, which for me, I I don't think it should have caved in. Like, it's your video. It's you have the right, you know, to say what you want, to do what you want. For this instance, I think it shouldn't have caved in. It should have just said, no, I don't think it's acceptable, and you know, it's not what I stand for. And he should have just said no to his fans that were insisting on on letting her continue. Anyways, let me keep going. Ashley dropped her off by the fans from the comment. He said I set her request, so I did. As she danced, a friend declared her the winner. So not him, but a friend of his declared her the winner and gave her 50,000 naira. Not him. At no point did they offer anyone 50,000 naira to dance naked. There was no price tag for anybody to go naked. This issue was a case of an Instagram live video that went out of hand, which honestly, I think that was what happened. It was just on Instagram live video that went so wrong. If you follow my page, you would know that I have the utmost respect for women. I have helped a lot of my female followers, ladies who have needed help for an issue or the other, without asking anything in return and without informing anyone. My apologies. Would undo things better next time. Which I agree. I feel like he could have done this much, much better. He could have handled this a different way. Like I said, if initially when he had, you know, cut off the video, when he noticed she went naked and he stood his ground by saying, you know, she was nude, it's not acceptable, it's not what I'm into, it's not me, it's not my kind of person, my no is my no. If he had stood his ground, I believe this would have not, you know, become a big of an issue, right? Him, you know, letting her continue because when he's trying to please his fans was what I find an issue with. Anyways, he has apologized and promised to do better. So let's, you know, give him another chance. Let's, you know, cut him some slack. All right. Okay, moving on. We're just going to go for a short music break. And this is also another throwback. It's kind of a love song that, you know, for me, I think it's evergreen. It's a song that's just always going to, you know, get you in your feelings every time you listen to it. It's titled What a Feeling, and it is by Beautiful Nubia, an artist originally from Nigeria but based here in Canada. So please enjoy Oh What a Feeling. Oh, what a feeling, carrying me along. Oh, I can't help myself. Baby, I wanna love you. I wanna be with you.
Oh, what a feeling, man in me. jọwọ mo fẹ mọ àwọn òbí rẹ o bèbí mi yẹ jọwọ mo fẹ mọ àwọn ọrẹ rẹ o ọmọ oníwà tutù yìí o mo fẹ mọ ọlẹ rẹ o kí n má bá ẹ lọ bèbí jẹ n má bá ẹ lọ ọní kí n má bá ẹ lọ olólùfẹ jẹ n má bá ẹ lọ.
That was What a Feeling by Beautiful Nubia. I honestly, truly love the song, and I'm sure you can tell, right? All right. Yeah, so guys, Tuface Idibia, one of Africa's biggest music artists, one of Africa's legend, if I say so, shows what it means to be the bigger person. And it actually proved that he is a bigger person. He is a legend. That he is. If that makes any sense at all. So, over the weekend, despite the tension between Two-Face and one of the members of the defunct group which he once belonged to, Plantation Boyz, Blackface, despite the tension between them, over the weekend, Two-Face was seen jamming to one of his songs and actually posted a shout out to Blackface on Instagram. Two-Face wrote, and I quote, "It a pain me," which is the title of the song, means I am pained. "It a pain me, it a pain us, it a pain Niger people, I swear. My brother Blackface, I still got mad respect for you regardless." So he's saying, despite, you know, whatever issues we're having, despite, you know, you calling me out publicly, you know, threatening to sue me and all that jazz, I still got mad love for you. I still got respect for you. And honestly, I think that's one of the attitude we should have, you know, in this year 2019 moving forward. Like, let's try not to hold grudges. Let's just try to spread love, you know. Let's try to spread love. Spread love, you know. Because I believe the world needs love. Like, we all need love. I don't know about you, but I need love. I don't think you can get too much love, right? I don't think there's anything like too much love, even though people would say there is, but I don't think so. I don't think you can, you know, be... It should not be something that is a bad thing, right? Even though you get too much love, it's not a bad thing, right? So I think that should be our attitude, you know. Spread love. Spread love. And, you know, what's it called? Haters will become believers. All right. So we're going to go for another quick music break. And this time is a song by a music artist from Nigeria. And it titles this one, Before You Wake Up, which is a new jam. It just released this couple of days, or should I say week ago. And the name of this artist is no other than Adekunle Gold. Before You Wake Up, enjoy.
I know you need a holiday. Let's go away for 6 months, twice in a year, baby. I know you want the fancy wedding. Then go come sing for you, my lady. Oh yeah, baby, oh. I know we met yesterday, see, girl, you know my town. Plenty girls on my phone, but now you are the answer, yeah. I'ma show you know, say your love is the cool of my temper, oh, duh. I go give you my life, oh, before you wake up. My mind is made up. Baby, let me love you, love you, love you. No go mess up, oh baby, before you wake up, wake up. I done the love up, oh baby, let me love you, love you, love you. I no go break up, oh baby. Hot guy, hot guy, now me they fall in love and this no be plan. Bad boy, bad boy, ordinary love, he don't fall my hand. See me, now me find the trouble. This love, he bust in my muscle. Cause anytime I dey think about you, girl, it be like say catch your leg, but go my love. Fire for me, baby, fire for me. Fire for me, baby, jump. Oh, you not to no fire for me, baby, fire for me. Fire for me, baby, jump. Before you wake up, my mind is made up. Baby, let me love you, love you, love you. I don't go mess up, oh baby. Before you wake up, I done the love up, oh. Baby, let me love you, love you, love you. I don't go break up, oh baby. Before you wake up, my mind is made up. Baby, let me love you, love you, love you. I don't go mess up, oh baby. Before you wake up,
that was Before You Wake Up by Adekunle Gold, a music artist from Nigeria, West Africa. I hope you guys are having an awesome time so far. I hope I'm making your day much, much better, because that's the reason why I'm here. That's the reason why I do this every week, so that just to put a smile on your faces. All right, so on Sunday, this is actually kind of like a sad news. an Ethiopian airline crashed on its way from Ethiopia to Kenya, and about 159 people who were on board the flight, including 8 crew members, died, and several people from different parts of the country, of the world actually, were in that flight. So I really want to send my condolences to the family of the departed, to those who lost a loved one, who lost a friend, who lost a family member. I send my condolences. May the good Lord console you, and may give you the strength to bear the loss. It's actually a really, really sad situation. One of the people on board is a renowned Nigerian Canadian African professor teaching at the Carleton University. This is actually a sad situation. Like, there's no words to, and the sad part is actually knowing that this flight crashed just 8 minutes after takeoff. No words. Anyways, moving on, I'm just going to play you another song by another Nigerian artist, and she titles this one Designer, and she's no other than Niniola, and I will be right back to sign up on today's episode of Hot Tea with Moya. So don't you go nowhere, I'll be right back to tell you goodbye.
I walk on like Gucci, I walk on like Fendi, I walk on like Cerruti, give me your like it. I walk on like Gucci, I walk on like Ferrari, I walk on like designer, give me Femina. Bye.
that was Designer by Niniola. And with that, my dear people, we've come to the end of today's episode of Hot Tea with Moyo. I hope you did have a good time. If you did, please feel free, okay, to join me next time, same place, same station, as I bring to you another thrilling episode of Hot Tea with Moyo. I leave you in the hands of, again, beautiful Nubia, and the title's this one, Mind of Your Own. Till next time, guys, stay living your best life. It's Moyo signing out.
Mo fe so tan kan, mo fe patan kan, a mo fe patan kan, si tan yi dori odori odori e bi ya di ran o, baba jiya to fi gbo, mama jiya o ti gbo, awon omo jiya won wa so kun o, won ko yin leru e fowo le ran, won ja e lo le o gboju soke, oba oke yi so kale ran yin lowo o, owa re ni la fi tun wa re ni se o.